Howdy, I'm MV.
I'm EE.
And you're listening to 91.9 FM.
KCSB.
Santa Barbara. Keep it rolling.
Cool. This one is it.
What we had before was
you guys
good.
Watch me. Right. One, two.
Do a shake.
Hey, we're Titus Andronicus. Hey, we're so close. And you're listening to 91.9 FM. KCSB, Santa Barbara, yeah!
Bring on the juice, 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 bring on the juice.
In the next hour, programming on KCSB could contain profanity, obscenity, or even frank discussions of delicate topics. If you feel this may offend you, please tune out now and return in 1 hour. This is KCSB 91.9 FM, live from Santa Barbara.
You're listening to KCSB,
KCSB
91.9. 4, 3, 2, fun. And if it's pop, 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 pop music that you love, then you came to the right spot. Let's have some 5, 4, 3, 2 fun.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is 5, 4, 3, 2 fun. It's on every Thursday at 10 p.m. At least this week. We'll see. The fall schedule starts next week on Monday, so we'll see where we're at, hopefully in the same place. But yeah, till about 11 p.m. today, we might run over a little bit because I'm on part 6 of our tour recap shows. So if you haven't been listening the past few weeks, or I guess past 5 weeks, I went on a tour this summer for 2 months around the country. I'm not going to talk about what I did. But I'm going to talk about the bands that we played with, and I recorded most of the sets of the bands that we played with, and I'm playing a lot of them on the air. I'm playing a song from each of the bands that I liked that we played with. And tonight we're going from, what is this, Knoxville, Tennessee, all the way back close to Santa Barbara. We'll stop in LA. So Knoxville all the way to LA. It's about 18 bands that we'll hear from tonight. I gotta get started though, cause there's a lot of them. Okay, the first one, these first two were at a show in Knoxville, Tennessee at a place called the Biscuit House on August 10th. We have Colby R. Death and Madeline Ava. I'll play both of those. If you have questions, you can call me, 805-893-2424. You can also check out playlists for all 5 parts so far and hopefully soon part 6 up at myspace.com/5432fun. And also check out kcsb.org for playlists and things as well. Here's Colby R. Death live at the Biscuit House in Knoxville, Tennessee, August 10th, 2009.
Someone will let go of me when horizon size has shifted and fog and dark, how lifted will I guess it's less lifted as they leave. And as I go, they bob and float over light and sound and stereo. It must be really scary though to be moving all the time. I mean, it must be hard to have a home when you're always on the go, but neither dark nor home have a place in space or time. But both of them have a place in my heart, and it's filled with flowing blood and that cold, cold dark, and that warm thought of home that might just set us apart. Are repeating though your ending has a meaning without end to your means, but runners must keep running, cause I will keep on strumming, cause we all have to do something to try to cure us of disease. I know your heart is buried under crosses you have carried. I hope flames of fire flaring find you somewhere in that ash. Song that I am hearing, hope you hear while you are steering on your way to never caring over top the overpass.
that your own house smells, and you won't remember the words, but the feeling will always remain. Reflections where right is left and left is its own opposite direction, but up and down are the same. Yellow mirrors must remind us that it's up and down that bind us to the other sides of us that make us so ashamed. And I know the world's not black and white of good and evil and choosing sides, and as I've grown up, come to find life's not so concrete as if you set a spark into all that dark. Would there be anything left anymore of anything?
So again, that was Madeline Ava. I've played her on this show before, but this was live in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Biscuit House, August 10th, and with Colby R. Death. Also playing that show was Joe Mangum, and he was really good too, but he had everyone play these percussion instruments with his set, and you could barely even hear him in the recordings. You can mostly just hear the giant bass drum that he was hitting with his feet, so... So I'm not going to play that, but you can ask me and I can maybe share it with you off the air, if you're lucky. The next day, August 11th, we're in Louisville, Kentucky at a house called Pad Tight. probably the best name of a house we played at on the tour. August 11th, this is Udalali. KCSB is the station. This is 5432 Fun. We're recapping a tour that I went on this summer playing some of the recordings of the shows with the bands that we played with. Udalali. Here it is. That was Udalali live at Pad Tight in Louisville, Kentucky. And then that night was really fun, and we went out and got free pizza at this restaurant because they give free pizza to bands if you give the place a CD and a poster. So we did that, and we got free pizza. And then we went to a park and tried to watch the meteor shower, but there were too many lights. That's a good story. The next day, we go to St. Louis, Missouri, August 12th. We play at a place called City Art Supply, which is, a new space in town. It was pretty cool. We played with a band called the Boots Orchestra, and they're really good. And then we also played with Chris Clavin from, Planet X Records and all that stuff. He just moved to a town just south of there or north of there in a different state, in Indiana, I think, still. But, this is a Boots Orchestra and Chris Clevin in St. Louis, Missouri, City Art Supply, August 12th. Call in 805-893-2424. This show is 5432 Fun. Station is KCSB 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara.
Many vices I can say, He loved me every day, and even more, he tried to save me from the terror burning in my skin. With tact and blade, removing all my sin.
Scary night of sleeping in the van. together and they set them on the bench. There was a guy there for shooting at a house. There was a guy there for selling crack. But he said he mailed all the money to his family in Haiti. No, none of it was for him. And when it finally got to them, the judge just mumbled something that ended in dismissed. Our friends were free. Everything was all right. We were still on tour and we had a show that night. We made it there on time. Not many people came. And I can't really say it's the best show we ever played. But we played together. And we slept beside each other on the floor. And that night, I wouldn't have wished for anything more.
Okay, so that was Chris Clavin. And the Boots Orchestra live at City Art Supply in St. Louis. I'm going to try and go through these a little faster because it's going to take longer than I thought it would, and I got to get through all of it today because I don't have enough to do a part seven. And I actually won't be doing a show next week, so I have to get through it. So here is a Dust Congress live in Denton, Texas at a place called Haley's. And this was the beginning, the first day of our tour with Fishboy, and I won't play any of them. But this is Dust Congress live at Haley's in Denton, Texas, August 15th. Yeah, 805-893-2424. Okay, rad. So you get the idea. That song is really long, so I'm just going to go to the next one. The next day, but that was really good. That was Dust Congress. Sorry, I cut it short, but Dust Congress live in Denton, Texas at Haley's, which is this terrible bar. But the next day we go to Austin and we play at a bar as well, and playing bars is the stupidest thing in the world. But this was actually the only bar show I've ever played that I felt okay about. But yeah, we play with a band called Pataphysics, who are really good. And that's this, live at Hole in the Wall in Austin, Texas, August 16th. This is Pataphysics. Thank you. So that was Pataphysics live at Hole in the Wall in Austin, Texas. And then after that show, since that wasn't an all-ages show, we went over to the 21st Street Housing Co-op and played really late. It was like 2 in the morning. But we, Jehovah's Fitness, who's played on this show before in Jehovah's Fitness and as Dr. Bird, he just happened to be out there, so he came to the show and we had him play some songs at the 21st Street Co-op in the middle of the night. And also some of the guys who are in Pataphysics are also in this children's music band called The Telephone Company. And I've played this song called The Duck Pond a bunch of times on this show in the past, and I had no idea it was them. And when I found out, I had to have them go play that night. So, and it was so good. And I may play the whole entire set at some point on this show, not tonight, but at some point. But yeah, The Telephone Company, and here's Jehovah's Fitness. I'll play those two. This is live at the 21st Street Co-op the night after the Austin show in Hole in the Wall, August 16th. Yeah, here's Jehovah's Fitness.
I'd give anything for a good night's sleep or a good day's nap to catch up on the rest that I have lacked. You know that I would like to sing a song without sore gums, love someone without my arms, tell a lie that would benefit the sake of everyone. If I could build machines that would replace every single workplace, at least for anyone willing to sacrifice the complacency of the day-to-day, the worthlessness and the monotonous, there's no consistency except for you and me, as long as we can keep some air within our lungs. And life, it is a beast. It eats you whole and it leaves you sad. And this quite possibly could be the worst summer I've ever had to experience. If I say that I love you, it's because I'm losing my friends every day. They die, they move away. This world will change, we're not the same. No more kissing on the floor of our friend's bathroom. There is no more dog to wake up next to you, to make you smile, to walk the streets where my friend was hit by a car, fell off his bike onto his head in alleyways. Gunshots ring out, where is the friend that I once had? He was a father, he made a mistake, but with his actions, he sealed his fate. And although I wish that I was just selfish enough to give up on everyone, I am glad that there's always tomorrow for me to think it over. I don't have many reasons for the things that I sometimes do. I kill myself with every action that I take. And this is why I am so inclined to tell you that I love you. And this is why I jump at every chance to say those words. Thanks.
This is kind of good because this one actually is pretty good because it involves all of our puppets. All right.
There is a man whose name I forget. He does a lot of work and he is very old.
I'm an old man and I do a lot of work. I built this house with my own two hands. The neighborhood children should never come in. No, they shouldn't ever come in. Keep the outside world away. Too many sneezing children gonna dig my grave.
Visitors were scarce, he never left the house. His skin was white and pale, he was very old. Knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock,
knock,
knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock.
Oh man, there's someone knocking at the door. Oh, will they ever let them in? Oh, but look, it's mustache and beard. I guess I'd better let them in. I'm mustache.
I'm beard.
We brought you the wood. We brought you the wood.
Thank you, boys. this.
Where'd he go?
I'm gathering up those nails.
Oh, the flies have left nails.
The old man goes to work.
Oh, now I can't, I have nails.
And hard work never fails.
Why should it? I'm an old man and I do a lot of work. I built this thing with my own two hands. The neighborhood children should never come in. No, they shouldn't ever come in. But today I'm gonna need supplies, so I've got some visitors coming by. Hello, visitor, just let yourself in.
I am a blue-footed movie man, and I brought you some wood glue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Somebody important is coming.
Okay, so I'm going to cut this a little short, but it was really awesome. It's the telephone company, and we went to a housing co-op, the 21st Street Housing Co-op, which was really cool in Austin, student housing co-op, and had a in-the-middle-of-the-night music show over there. This was a telephone company, and also Jehovah's Witness played. And next, we go to Houston. And none of the bands that we played with were very good, so I'm not going to play any of them. But one of the women who lived there and worked there, or, you know, lived there and ran the place, was she plays music as Poopy Lung Stuffing. And I'm going to play a little bit of that. She's really good. Okay. And this was at Super Happy Funland in Houston, Texas, on August 17th. So this is Poopy Lung Stuffing playing at her, I guess it's a living space / giant warehouse space. It was really awesome. One of the most amazing places I've ever been to for shows. Huge. I can imagine really good shows happening there. Ours was okay. We played in a different room with these little tiny kids' chairs with this behind a puppet theater, or in front of a puppet theater. It was pretty cool. Anyway, the next day we go, August 20th, we go to Tucson and play at the Dry River Collective. Really cool space. It was a really good show. A lot of bands played. We played with Vision of a Dying World, Andrew Jackson Jihad, and Great Job. I'm going to play those in that order right now. This is August 20th, Tucson at the Dry River, Vision of a Dying World, Andrew Jackson Jihad, and Great Job.
It's 2:45 a.m. and I just woke to what I do not know. Could this really be the end of everything we know so well? I'm not dreaming, I'm just bleeding out. I'm not dreaming, I'm just bleeding out. The things I've seen, I do not doubt. Vision scarred into my mind, if only I could close my eyes. See them even when I wake, I pray my Lord, my soul to take.
History alone can't tell the story of these goddamn moves in me all up.
This is great, great job live at the Dry River Space in Tucson, Arizona. Really cool show. The next day we go to Phoenix, Arizona and play at the Trunk Space, one of my favorite places ever. We play with Haunted Cologne and Red Pony Clock. Oh, let me go back really fast. Great Job will be playing in the Isla Vista on January 10th with Bangarang, and Andrew Jackson Jihad will actually be playing out here on January 15th, I think, and you can go to sbdiy.org for more info on that. Okay, and then Haunted Cologne and then Red Pony Clock live at the Trunk Space August 21st. And Red Pony Clock will actually be playing live on this show, hopefully, if they agree to it, on November 19th. But we can talk about that on another day. Here's Haunted Cologne.
So today's TK's birthday. And this, this next song is all for him. It's about him too. It's called. It's all for him. Red Cadillac and a black mustache. Here we go.
Success. I guess I'll probably never know.
place. Building up the patience, it's from taking off to a faraway land. I'll never touch with my own two hands. What would it matter if I did? The feelings that we know, the places that we go to let them out. Solid really appeals to me. I'd gladly stay an eternity if they can promise not to change much on me. Feeling of a job.
That was Red Pony Clock. Hopefully they will be here in the studio on November 19th, live, playing like a full set, you know? There's like 10 of them, so we'll see how that works, even if they'll even fit in here. Okay, and then the next day, we're almost done with this tour. Yeah, we're in San Diego on August 22nd, playing at the Maple Street House, and it was going to be a really awesome show, and there were like a million people there, and then the cops came right in the middle of Fish Boy's set, and they were playing first, so no one could play loud. But we all got to play, and the Endless Bummer played with us, and that's what I'm going to play right now. And the Endless Bummer is actually playing tomorrow at the Biko Garage with Desolation Wilderness and Christmas and Rail Cars and Magic Orchids. And you can get more info on that at sbdiy.org. But yeah, this is Endless Bummer from San Diego playing tomorrow at the Biko Garage, 6612 Sueño Road. Yeah, this is KCSB. Again, that was the Endless Bummer August 22nd, live at the Maple Street House in San Diego. And let's see, we got one day left. We'll do that. We won't get to the Santa Barbara Welcome Home show, because I played that the very first show, actually. I played most of it in full, and it was all bands that we've been on tour with, so I won't really play that stuff. But in L.A., August 23rd, we play at the Tribal Cafe, which is much too small for what we were doing, but it was okay, and it was really fun. We played with Bromantics, which I think is the working name for a side project of people who are in the band Pangea. If you've heard Pangea, it's probably the best band in the world. This was really good, too. And then we played with Big Whoop, who's been on this show before, who've played live on the show before. We played with them. It was really awesome. I guess that's what we'll end with today. Bromantics and... or whatever they're called now. I have no idea, but for now they're called Bromantics and Big Whoop. And this is the end of the tour recap show thing. Next week I will not be here. And I think DJ Double M will be subbing for me, because I subbed for him a couple times. We'll see if he'll agree to that. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. You can find playlists at myspace.com/5432fun. And I'll figure out how to put playlists up at 5432fun.org. But you can get more info on there, too, and it's less MySpace. And or call in 805-893-2424. I'll be here for a little bit longer. Here's Bromantics and Big Whoop. Thank you for listening. This is KCSB 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara. The show's 5432fun. I'll see you later. And here is Big Whoop live at the Tribal Cafe. This will be the last thing I play today. Okay, goodbye. Smooth Beats is next.
Thank you.